there and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Matt Van Eyder and I will be here with you every day for the next 16 weeks showing you how I raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. Now it is very hot here today, so I will do my best to make it through this video without sweating, but if I happen to start pouring sweat, I apologize. So I thought a really good topic for today's video is how do I know if my baby chicks are sick? It seems to be a question people have a lot, and there are some really easy things to look out for that can tell you whether or not your chicks are sick. In another video, we talked about how to help a chick that's sick and how to help a chick that has heat stroke. So I'll link you to those videos. We won't talk about how to help them in this video. We're just going to talk about sort of the different things you can look out for. So the really big thing to look out for if you think your chicks might be sick are they eating and drinking? Are they warm enough? And are they like huddled? And are their eyes closed? Or are their eyes closing, right? So one of the truest signals to look for if your chick is sick is if they're doing a huddled position and their eyes are closed. And if you make a noise, they might open them, but then they might close them again. That also happens to be a sign that they're cold, but in a lot of contexts, it's actually a sign that they're sick. Sometimes when they're sick, they're also cold because their hearts aren't working as well. Typically, if they're healthy and they're cold, they'll let you know by cheeping very loudly. In another video, and I'll link to that video, we talked about why chicks cheep loudly. And being cold tends to be one of those reasons. But if they are huddled and their eyes are closing, they're not doing good, right? So that is one thing to look out for. Now, something else to remember with chicks and chickens in general is that they don't typically tell us that they're not feeling well or they're sick until, honestly, it's too late to help them. Sometimes people email me and they say, well, my chick's been like this for a couple days. What do I do? I don't know what to do. And number one, I can't tell you what to do because I'm not a vet. Number two, I can't tell you what to do because I'm not there in person looking at your chicken, right? But the other thing is that usually it's too late. And so then they message me the next day and they say, well, my chick didn't make it. So chickens are really good at hiding their feelings, and they're really good at hiding how they're feeling physically. Because if you think about it, you know, as they evolved, you know, they've only been domesticated for so many years, right? But they've evolved, been evolving for many, many years beyond that. If they're showing any sign of weakness to predators or even to their own flock members, you know, it makes them more vulnerable to being killed and eaten. And yes, they can be killed by their own flock members. It's really unlikely. It's particularly unlikely with baby chicks, so don't worry about that. But it explains why they're more likely to not tell us how sick they are until it's really too late to help them. Some other things to look out for that they're not feeling well is cheeping loudly, along with the other things like huddling and closing their eyes. The cheeping loudly also goes with being cold. And like I said before, when they're not feeling well, I think that they get cold because, you know, their bodies aren't working well and they're not producing the heat that they should. So you might find them cheeping loudly also. If they're eating and drinking well, you know, and they're also cheeping loudly, I wouldn't worry so much about them being sick, but it is something to consider. Another thing to look out for are whether or not your chicks are eating and drinking well. This is why it's really important, in my opinion, to only have about 10 to 15 chicks in a brooder. That lets you see who's eating, who's not eating, and just kind of keep your pulse on that. Keep, you know, your hand on the pulse of that, I guess is how the phrase goes. If they're eating and they're drinking, in all likelihood, they're doing okay. Pooping is another one to look out for, whether or not they're pooping. So, again, having fewer chicks in a brooder helps you kind of monitor that a little bit. But if they're eating and drinking okay, if they're pooping okay, those are some vital signs to look for to determine whether or not they are healthy or possibly getting sick. So that is today's video. I hope you've enjoyed it. We talked about how to tell if your baby chicks are sick or not. There are some signals to look out for, which, again, just to summarize, are they eating and drinking? Are they pooping? Are they huddled? Huddling means that, you know, their feathers fluffed up and they're kind of like looking like this, right? Hunched over. And are their eyes closed? And in some cases, cheeping loudly can be an indicator of not feeling very well. I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please go ahead and leave a comment below. If you have a question about raising baby chicks or backyard chickens in general, you can also leave me a comment below and I'll do my best to answer them. Please do consider subscribing. And if you are watching this video on YouTube, please go ahead and click the notification bell so you can be notified about when we upload new videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as we talk about how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. Thanks for watching this video and I'll see you next time. Bye.